Andy, how pleased were you with that performance?
Yeah, we're pleased with the performance. Scored two goals, kept a clean sheet. I think you can see the progression we're making with the new system. We've had success over the last couple of years playing a very fluid 4-4-2 and 4-diamond-2, and we're trying a different way. We need to find a way to win games of football, and I think you can see real progression since certainly the Anderlecht game to where we are now. The players are getting a better understanding of what we want. We're nowhere near the finished article, but we're developing, and I think that you can see the players are enjoying the system.
There were some spells of really good passing, and both goals were really well-worked goals.
Yeah, I think you can see that's the way we try to play, where it's 4-4-2, 4-diamond, so that's the way the team's developed, the way the fans want us to see us play. The players have got it, suits that way. So, as you say, some real good periods of the game, some real good periods where we've got to get better, but a good performance against a team who were in the Premier League last season, who've still got Premier League footballers, who are obviously going through a little bit of a transition period themselves, but we concentrate on ourselves and we're really pleased with the performance.
And this new sort of 4-1-4-1 formation, or I guess you can debate the numbers exactly, but this change, was this something you had decided a long time ago to make? Was it something you decided at the start of pre-season yourself and Nigel?
I think you've got to play a formation what suits the players you've got. This club's fortunate we've got lots of good players who can fit into different systems of play, who've got different strengths. And it's about putting those strengths into positions where they're going to influence the game. I think you've seen a change in role for Adam Lallana. We know what you can do playing wide left. We're trying to find a different role for him as well if we do play this way. Again, it's still fluid. It's not a rigid 4-3-3, 4-1-4-1, whatever you want to call it. It's about players. It's not about formations. And the players are getting better.
Did you look ahead to this season and think, with the sort of variety of tasks you'll face, obviously you look at games like Manchester City straight up away, a really tough prospect, and then just a week later Wigan at home, a game many people might think you should be winning. With the variety of challenges, you're going to have to adapt the way you play week in, week out.
I think we did that last year as well. I think there were stages in games last season where perhaps there was a little bit of a stalemate, and we've changed tactically and we've had positive responses from it. Not all the time, but the vast majority of the time we've changed systems and got good results. We have to be ready for whatever the opposition are going to do to us. We have to find an answer, and we have to find an answer quickly. But obviously the opposition have got to worry what we're going to do as well. We've got good attacking footballers who are all confident receiving the ball and passing the ball, because that's what we're used to doing day in, day out, and that's what we encourage. There were mistakes along the way, but that's how we'll improve.
Stephen Davis, his first appearance today. It must be delighted to have him fit back and in shape to play again.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a big influence. He's played a big club with big pressure on him on every week. He's obviously played Premier League football before. I think from his point of view, it's been obviously disappointing that he's had not so much time on the training pitch, but the time he's spent this week, he's made a real positive influence on everyone. He's well respected by the group for what he's done, and I'm sure he's going to have a good Southampton career.
Yeah, and how important is that Premier League experience he has? Because there isn't too much other Premier League experience in the squad.
No, but there wasn't too much Championship success last season, and we cracked that. So I think everyone who hasn't played Premier League football is desperate to do well. Stephen is obviously one of a few we've got who has played Premier League football. I'm sure he'll use his influence to a positive effect.
No Morgan Schneiderlin and Ricky Lambert today. Was that Knox nothing too concerning for those two?
No, Morgan obviously got a kick last week in the game against Ajax, which was a bad cut in a position really where every time he strikes the ball he's going to give him a bit of an issue, but he did a little bit of light training yesterday. He'll be fine for the start of the week. Ricky will train tomorrow with the lads who never played, nothing else.
One other thing to bring up, obviously it's announced recently the formation of the new Under-21 League, that Southampton will be part of the Premier League Under-21 League. How's that going to help you bring more players through to the first team?
I think you can see with the four who are in the first team group at the moment that there's a lot of good players at this football club. I think the idea of the Under-21 Development League is great from that real quagmire of a group from when you finish being an apprentice at 18 to trying to get into a first team shirt, really. I think it'd be good competition for the players. You know, you find yourself playing against the best players at Manchester United, Tottenham, all throughout the country. So it'll be a good test for our boys. But as I say, there's four with us at the moment, but there's a long line behind them as well. And hopefully it'll give them that competitive edge, which they need to play, to win games, to win leagues. That's what it's all about when you get into the first team. But obviously they'll also experience the overnight stays, etc., what perhaps they've not had before. So.